We get into the room. There's a couple thousand people there. My feet are on the chairs in front of me, and I am so mad. I mean, my blood is boiling. And all of a sudden, what the enemy intended for bad, God used for good, and this topic called karma all of a sudden hit me. And I went, ooh, you're going to get bad karma. You're going to be just like those jerks that sit in your seminar with their arms crossed judging you. So I went, I don't want 10 more guys showing up in my next seminar treating me like this. Give me a pen and paper. I elbowed my husband in the ribs. He gives me a pen and paper. So I began to sow good seed. I sit forward because I wanted good karma. Okay? I want good karma. So I need to, you know, sit forward and act like how I want people to act like in my training seminars, because at the time I'd already been doing training seminars for a couple years for thousands of people. So I'm taking notes, and all of a sudden the strangest thing happened. He was preaching the same thing that I had been teaching. The same exact thing that I had been teaching. And I'm looking at Hans, and Hans is looking at me. I'm looking at Chris, and Chris is looking at me. I'm like, oh my, did you hear what he just said? I had no idea that I was teaching from the Bible. Here's a big fat, duh. I went to Bible school for 5 years. I had to memorize a verse once a week. I had to take finals. On what? The Bible. Here is absolute proof. How many have ever read a book? Do you regurgitate the words all the time? Because man's words will return void. But the word of the living God will not return void. And because of those times in those classes of that word being planted in me, when I got up to teach, it came out of me. Without me even knowing it, without me even trying, what was planted in, because the word of God will not return void, it will produce fruit. So that night he says to everybody, those of you, you're having some struggles or whatever, stand up on your feet and repeat this after me. And he says, Jesus, I need your help. And I lost it. I couldn't even let the words out of my mouth. I just lost it. That was the night 14 years ago, March 2nd, 1993, where I rededicated my life to Jesus Christ, and I have never, ever been away from him since. My life has never been the same since, never. Now, I can't say that we haven't had some rough days. Of course we had. He promises that. But he also promises that under temptation that we have a way of escape. He says that we may be crushed. I mean, we may be pressed, but we're not crushed. We may be persecuted, but we're not abandoned. That he's always there with us at all times. I could be here for hours telling you what he has done in me, what he's done in my family, what he's done in my children, what he's done in my friends. We don't have the hours. I just pray that he supernaturally gives you a download as to what his power is about, what his grace is, what his blessing is, but truly, more importantly, his unconditional love. You see, I made a mistake when I encountered Christians that were flawed, and they all are. So are the Catholics, so are the Pentecostals, so is the Mormons, so are the Jehovah's Witnesses. We are all flawed. And any one of us that think that we're not, we are in huge, enormous trouble. The bottom line is if we think ourselves higher than our fellow man, we are in giant trouble, enormous trouble. So the reality is this. I judged those people because they judged me. I hated those people because of the wound that happened in me. But thank you, God, for your forgiving power, that I've been able to forgive those people. And for the first time ever in my life, as of 4 years ago, I've actually wanted to help his people. Thus, here we are today. The desire that he planted me was equip the saints to succeed, because man wants to control my people. Good hearts, but man wants to control my people. So, be used to set the captives free. Isaiah 61 is my life scripture. That talks about releasing the captives, bringing the prisoners light and freedom. Those who've been hurt, bringing them ministry and love. If you're anything like I was, how many of you have been hurt by people that called themselves or wore a banner of a Christian? Or look at that. Look around the room. Check it out. Wow. Please, I'm going to do this right now. That is most of this room. And many of you have walked away from God because of that example, because of the bondage. Do you know that religion in the Greek means to return to bondage? And religion was created by man. It's created by man. Man reads the book and goes, I know what this is all about. I'm going to do it this way. Thus, there is this division. I mean, denomination. Did I say that? This denomination and that denomination and this denomination. Now, I'm not saying not all churches are bad. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we've all fallen short of the glory of God. That's what I'm saying. That just because they claim to be of a certain sect of a religion just means they're forgiven, doesn't mean they're perfect. Are you with me? And what God administered to me, because that wound was so deep for me, was this: don't look to man, but look to me. Look to me.